Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's your leader in the clubhouse for your Halloween costume this year?
I haven't dressed up in a number of years.
Oh, wow. Okay, loser.
I know. I clearly am. Just, we haven't been invited to a Halloween party, so kind of fits that loser label. I don't know. I would like to. I've been seeing them all over TikTok though. Couples costumes. I always want to do my go-to that I've always wanted to really go for is Billy Madison, a very timely reference for
the kids
out there.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that's topical.
I just like it. I think it's a funny costume and I love the movie Billy Madison.
So. Yeah. Do you have any Caddyshack costumes you want to go with too?
Yeah.
No, it's just strictly Casablanca.
Why not? Yeah. Yeah. Groucho Marx, maybe?
I got a Fatty Arbuckle costume that's been collecting dust.
Yeah.
Do you do couples costumes with Meredith, Austin?
Ooh.
We did 1 year, which I really like this one. It was a year because, you know, like I grew up Dodgers fan. She grew up Cardinals fan. Boo. And it was a year where they both lost in the playoffs. Okay. And, you know, obviously the playoffs are in October. So it was like very fresh. We both, like, she went in her Cardinals jersey. I went in my Dodgers jersey and hats. We both had our hats on and everything. But we were wearing slings. We were wearing ace bandages, like casts. We had crutches. And we went as sore losers.
I like that.
Yeah, I was
cute.
Really proud of that one.
I appreciate that.
I like that one a lot,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's really cute.
Are you going to
do
anything with the daughter this year?
It's a good question. I feel like the daughter is, this is like the year to use her as a prop, mm-hmm. for sure.
That was the most fun.
Yeah.
It's like propping up the babies in like little costumes. Porter's first costume, he was a lion. So they had a baby costume and he had like the hat on with the big, like
mane.
Yeah, that was sticking out. It was really cute.
My sister goes all out with Halloween costumes. Like, it's unreal. Like, you know how, like, when you scroll Pinterest and you're like, okay, nobody goes to that much effort for Halloween costumes.
I know. There are
my
a few.
My sister
There's
does.
A few, and she's one of them, huh?
I think my sister is Pinterest. I think that is her website. I think she started Pinterest because just based off of, like, she had 1 year where, like, her oldest daughter was like the ringleader of a circus. The youngest daughter was, the middle daughter was a lion, kind of like a, it was lion tamer. And then she had a daughter who was like a baby strapped to her chest, like in a baby Bjorn.
Yeah.
But she put it around, put the baby in like this like box of popcorn and put a little hat on the baby like it was popcorn on the head.
Gosh.
And my sister was the popcorn salesman.
Oh, wow.
So it was literally like a full circus. And I was just like, you gotta be kidding me.
How long did that take to plan?
I don't know. Like, forget planning. How long did it take to make? Because that, to me, it was...
Does she sew that herself?
I think she made a lot of it herself.
Wow.
She's just...
That's
like,
incredible.
Right.
Incredible.
She's very artsy. And like, growing up, I didn't know she was. She's like, she never did anything artsy. But like now she's like an amazing photographer. She's like, and she's like so good at all this artsy stuff. And I'm like, why didn't you do this growing up? Why? Like,
Seriously.
A hidden talent.
She took your baby pictures and they were beautiful.
Right? Right?
She did a great job.
She's incredible.
Is she for hire?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
is she really?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to give a shout out to her?
Yeah. Whit Phelps Photography. If you're ever in the Henderson, Kentucky area, make sure you hit up Whit Phelps Photography.
What if we did a photo shoot for the show, but it was just recreating the baby photos? I'm the baby.
Oh, I would. That'd be funny.
Austin's Austin.
That'd be funny.
Same exact thing.
I'm the baby.
Can we get Coop in the photos too?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
That's great. Hey, by the way, when are the three of us going to an escape room?
Oh, I'm booked that weekend. Ooh, I'm sorry.
Man, yeah, I really can't, wish I can't make it.
We have to go after we go out drinking.
Oh, okay. I might be free.
Oh, so actually, something just opened up.
I think, Oh, my appointment was canceled. No, I can definitely go drinking.
Okay.
I can. I'll make the drinking part.
Right. And then the escape room is just trying to get out of the bar.
Oh, I failed. Bring on the drink.
We got to get that on the books.
Have you ever been to an escape room?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Many.
Are you good at it?
I was. Yeah. Oh, come on, please.
Really?
You kidding me?
I'm not that good at it.
Me and, okay, funny story. So with my in-laws, my sister-in-law and brother-in-law, they don't like doing escape rooms with us. Because my wife and I
started.
And
why is that?
We started doing escape rooms very early on. Mm-hmm. Like before like the whole like escape room craze started like really blowing up.
Okay.
Like we found one and we're like, oh, this is a really cool thing. And then all of a sudden they start showing up everywhere.
Right.
And so like we had experience. We would do them frequently. Mm-hmm. And then so then we all went and took my wife's family out. Like we all went to one. And it was all their first time. So they were like kind of following our lead, which is fine because like my wife, especially my wife, but also a little bit of me, like likes to have that control, likes to like be the leader of the group and kind of delegate, you know, hey, you go work on this, you go work on this, so we can all get out of this room in the fastest amount of time possible. Well, I guess we were maybe just a little too aggressive with our delegation process.
I can see that.
Oh, can you? What? Oh. Oh, okay. I want to escape this room right now. Meredith was like, you know, and we were just like, you know, we're being frantic because it's like we're pressed against the clock. It's like, hey, go find this. Go figure out this. Like, no, that doesn't go there. Like, yada, yada, yada. They told my parents-in-laws that they don't ever want to do an escape room with us ever again.
Really?
And they told us, which now we're like, oh, we feel kind of bad.
We used to do competitions.
Really?
We did escape room?
What happened was every year, Haley's family, and then they have family friends growing up who all had like children at the same age. Mm-hmm. So Haley, her brother, her sister, the family friends have two girls and a boy, all the same age, like all lined up perfectly. So they grew up together in Peoria, and now we do trips with them. And we would do trips a lot over Thanksgiving.
Shout out to Peoria Chiefs.
Peoria Chiefs, exactly. I got a couple bobbleheads from them. So one of the years we went, we're like, oh, this will be fun, and we'll split it up. Because we wanted to do some sort of game. And so it was like you couldn't be on a team with your significant other. And so it was very much jumbled. And I was a part of the winning team first year. And I made it was great because I won. And I was like, I'm not going to test Haley. Because I'm not saying Haley's a sore loser. She's absolutely not a sore loser. But I'm a sore winner. And I know that can rub off on her. So I'm just like, I'm not doing that. But I did hear someone go like, hey, Haley, how's that loss feel? Was it me? Somebody else? And she just went, okay, it was so and just went into this whole tirade.
No.
And I was
no.
Ugh. And so then I was like, we're never doing this again, whatever. Did it the next year. I went 2-0. Haley is 0-2. We're not going to really talk about that record.
No.
But yeah, I was always on the team that just had a lot of people who were very good at the delegating part.
Yeah.
And I'm very good at being like, tell me what to do. Great. That's awesome. I want to do that. And then like we figured it out. And the second time we did it, I just remember I walked out of the room because we got, you know, did like the door opens and I just went, yes! And I could hear the, because we're side by side, so I could hear the other team in the other room and I just heard someone go, ugh, Kyle got it. Yeah, I did. Let's go.
Kyle
got
it.
Well, since you said, you know, you don't you like people delegating, and I do too, but I don't like overly aggressive.
All right. I did.
I don't like pushing.
We're locked
I don't
in
like,
a room together. We right. want to get out of the room. If somebody's going to be helping you, that's important.
Let's go back to axe throwing.
Well, you are all in on this axe throwing thing,
why
and that terrifies me.
Throw so why? Bad.
You're going to be like Kathy Bates in Misery.
Well, I think it's a great way to let off steam. You can still be competitive.
I don't want
we can
you
make,
to let off steam
we can
with
make
an axe around
bets.
Me.
Well, I'm not going to throw it at you. I'm going to throw it at the target.
That's what people say.
That's what people say.
Until they don't.
Yeah. You know, that's like, look, no one ever plans to throw an axe at someone. But with the guy with the axe in his head, still, they got there somehow.
I haven't heard about a whole lot of axe injuries in the city of Chicago. I think we'd be okay.
That's because Big Axe is keeping those people silenced.
the big axe.
You know, it's
keeping everybody down.
Conspiracy. Did you ever hear about the
quiet.
Axe throwing conspiracy?
I have not.
People die every night in those places. Yeah, they just keep it covered up.
They mm-hmm. chop down those rumors.
They've
quick.
Got all the politicians in their back pocket.
Mm.
Yeah,
huff puff, and I'll blow you down.
Wait, what?
Yeah, what?
Where did that come from? Wait, what? Did you say huff puff and I'll blow you down? Why? Are you in another conversation right now?
Yeah, wait. Are we just doing nursery rhymes?
No, yeah. I was like talking about beating you in axe throwing.
And the cow ran away with the spoon.
And I was using your last name, Huff.
I'm going to walk in tomorrow. Hey, little diddle.
What's the boy who jumped over the candlestick?
Man, Jimmy Crack Horn. Jimmy Crack. I don't care.
Little Miss Muffet. Sat on a tuffet.
There once was an old lady who lived in a shoe.
She had so many kids.
Right.
She didn't know what to do.
You know, I don't know why. I don't know why she swallowed that fly. I mean, perhaps she'll die, but... Like, where the hell did that come from?
Puff,
we were talking about axe throwing, and she goes, huff, puff, and I'll blow you down.
And I tried to move on to help you, but the more he brings it up.
I wanted to move on, because then I thought about it for more than 2 seconds, and I was like, that doesn't belong. I thought she was, like, referencing something from the axe throwing. And I was like, that doesn't belong anywhere in the conversation we're having.
I'm honestly surprised you haven't tried to spin zone this already by being like, what? That's my signature catchphrase.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
I
always say that.
I've said it for
years.
I've
been saying that for years.
My mother-in-law did ask me last night, and this is me giving her a shout-out. She specifically asked, am I going to get a shout-out at some point?
So on this podcast?
Podcast on air. I was like...
Wait, your mother-in-law?
My mother-in-law.
My father-in-law listens to this podcast religiously.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Mary. Mary is her name.
Mary.
Would Mary like you to say her last name?
I'm not going
to. Oh,
give
no. Wait,
name.
Wait. Don't open this
We're
up.
Not opening
no,
that
Melissa's going to. No,
it's just a shout out.
No. Melissa, don't tell her name is Mary, because Melissa's going to be like, did she have a little lamb?
I was just going to say that. And you want to give a shout out to who, Austin?
Don.
Gosh, I cannot think of a nursery rhyme with Don.
It's going to come up to her like 20 minutes.
It is. There's going to be something there.
But she specifically asked me, speaking of this podcast and Melissa doing spin zones, because Mary is an avid pickleball player.
Oh, that's so great.
Melissa has to know what pickleball is. And I told her no. You did not know what it meant.
I did not.
Wait, even after listening, she still thought?
She was like, no, she knows what it is. You guys were just doing it.
No, Mary, 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 let me tell you something right now. If it involves a ball in any sort, Melissa knows nothing about it. Like, no. If it is even loosely tied to sports, she has no idea. Nursery rhymes, sure. Knows those like the back of her hand. But when it comes to sports...
I know nothing.
Melissa, she knows less than nothing. Less than nothing, I would say. So she truly did not know pickleball.
I did not. And I'm not going to try to pretend like... I do, and that I was just playing dumb because I'm just I'm just dumb when it comes to sports.
She's not going to try and pretend like she does every day in Daily Deets when I give sports news. And
you should one day just give fake sports
I
news.
Really think I've thought about that before.
You give a lot of like sports lingo that I, in all my years of doing like radio, like music radio, mm-hmm. like I've never heard people use like the sports lingo like you do. So you'll say something and I'll just be like, I have no idea what he's talking about.
See, and this
about.
Is the thing. I'll ask you for an example right now, and you won't be able to give me one because
exactly.
it just goes in one ear and just directly out. There was one day where I asked you, I was like,
"Yep."
I said, you know, the Sox beat the Cleveland Guardians. And then like gave the score, and then I legitimately, I'm almost thinking it was the next sentence. I was like, Melissa, what city are the Guardians from? To where, like, I had literally just said it, just to see if she was listening. And she goes, Boise. Salt Lake City. I'm like, now you're just naming cities. And she's like, Dallas.
Yeah.
They're Dallas, aren't they?
Somehow getting further and further away.
I was getting
Cleveland.
Further away. But the thing is here's the thing, is I do like to go to a football game, like, because they're exciting to watch. And I do like it. I don't always understand the calls and the flags and that kind of thing.
Me neither.
But
am I right?
But I enjoy it, and I recognize a touchdown when I see one. Okay, so
recognize a touchdown when I see one.
So, but the thing is that when it comes to just talking sports, what happens to me is as soon as a person or two people start talking like details
yeah.
in sports,
yeah, your body
I tune
goes into
out.
Paralysis.
Right, I tune out, and my brain doesn't want to process it. Right. I just start thinking about
like,
something that I actually care
she's
about.
She's in the corner just like, can you just...
I'm like, Kyle,
can you
Kyle.
Translate this into nursery rhymes for me?
Yeah. I'm like, Kyle, can you come in and wipe Melissa's mouth? She went into deep shock again.
Yep. Yep.
Define this, but if it were the Three Little Pigs, like, she's how like, yeah. does that work?
Start talking about the Blackhawks again.
Now, if you were talking about the Blackhawks... Say you started talking about the Blackhawks and they did a calendar or something like that, or the Blackhawks, you know, were on the
basically,
cover of Esquire magazine.
If I started talking about the athletes being naked, you would be interested.
Or like dressed up or like something to actually see, something that's like, oh, this Blackhawk just got married to this famous person or
all right, so let me write this down to make sure I got this.
The and I'd be my ears would
like
perk up.
Talking about sport is if athletes are doing something other than sports.
That's correct.
So
that is
you
correct.
Just referenced something that I've had a thought of for many years. It kind of goes back to fantasy football though, but I think it could work with us. You want to do an axe throwing now because you don't want Austin to tell you what to do. That's let's loosely translate that. You heard Austin's yeah. going to boss me
she
around.
Heard how brutal I am.
I don't
want to
go.
It's not the bossing; it's how brutally brutal he might be.
Oh, also, shut up, Melissa, and get your job done.
Go in that corner and read. Figure out the code, the passcode.
That's what I'm worried about. If I don't get what he needs, like. It's like, I'm going to pay.
She's going to just, like, shut down. Fine, yeah. I'm not going
to
do it.
She's going to shut down like I'm talking sports to her.
Totally.
But what if we do axe throwing? It's also here in the city. A little bit easier to get to. Loser. We'll do, like, one round. We're, you know, hanging out. Loser has to do some sort of bet. And the reason I'm thinking is loser has to do a calendar shoot. Austin's sister shoots it.
Like a calendar, just
like a random calendar that we get listeners can
like
get
we
too.
Actually make
oh,
the calendar
like we make a US 99 Melissa and Austin calendar.
Mm-hmm. But it's embarrassing photos. It can't be like, hey, like if it's Austin or I, it's shirtless nonstop.
I'm in because one of you guys are gonna win. I know you guys will be the ones having to do it.
Okay, but if it's
no, it's loser.
I'm in because you guys will be the one having to do the calendar.
No, you. No, if you lose, you would have to do the calendar.
I won't lose. That's what I'm saying. I know I won't.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm. So, I wouldn't lose that.
Okay, then let's raise the stakes for your punishment.
You're going to raise the stakes?
Yeah.
So we got to do, if one of us loses, It's a shirtless calendar
yeah.
photo shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have to be in a bathing suit. I think that's the next closest because you can't be shirtless, obviously.
Or
yeah. that would be.
No, yeah, you're right, because nobody wants to see that.
We're
yeah.
gonna, yeah. Or we, no. you have to pick, we have to pick like a famous icon and you have to copy that.
You have to dress up, you have to dress up like Betsy Ross.
Betsy Ross, come on. That is.
I feel like she would do that anyway, though.
Yeah.
She does have that Little House on the Prairie dress.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to do an entire shoot Little House on the Prairie style. So like March. Butter.
She, which, full disclosure, Melissa dressed up for work like 2 or 3 days last week. And I was like, do you have like meetings after this? Like, what's going, like, why are you so dressed up? And she goes, no, I just haven't done laundry in a long time. Think about that for a second. Most of the time when you haven't done laundry in a long time is when you rock the sweats to work.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa
right.
hasn't done laundry in a long time, so she's now wearing dresses to work. Oh yeah, all my sweats are in the laundry,
mm-hmm.
so I have to dress up. And then I was like, okay.
I didn't think about that, but that's so true.
Yeah,
I wore all my junky clothes out, and like, okay, not junky, comfortable.
Yes, right. Because look, I'm all for the junky. "Quote unquote junky clothes," but they're comfortable.
They
I appreciate
are.
Them being referred to as comfortable.
Yeah,
especially in the morning. We've how often? I mean, maybe like later in our day we see people, but like for the first like 4 hours we're here, there's like no one else here.
No,
of course the building is empty too.
So we should be allowed that right to wear whatever the hell we want to wear.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, nobody's really said anything about us wearing comfortable clothes.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Not really.
Maybe that's why nobody said anything to us, because they're like, I'm not talking to that bum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did he sneak past security?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Kyle, I noticed that you never dress down. You always kind of dress the same every day. You're always in like a button down mm-hmm. or...
I feel comfortable in that.
Or shorts.
I never used to wear shorts at my other jobs. That's me dressing down here because it's hot. Winter, that will change. I will still wear pants. I don't know. Just have button-ups.
So what kind of pants? Will it be sweatpants or are you a jeans person?
Jeans. Not over... I mean, they're not expensive jeans. They're not very nice jeans. They're just jeans. Do you guys want me to start dressing down? Like, is this a shameful thing?
Yeah, could you?
Yeah, I can.
This is so shameful.
Yeah, you should feel shame, dude.
Just start wearing shirts with holes in them?
Yeah.
Look like Austin?
I don't know. Maybe try dressing.
Oh!
Stop trying, you know?
Look like Austin.
Jeez, taking shots over here from J. Crew.
It's actually Jason.
Yeah,
please use my right.
Jeez, LL Bean, take it easy.
Keep going.
Our boss did ask you today how many black shirts you own because
I'm
we have never
guy.
Seen you in a shirt here at work that isn't black. You've been wearing a black T-shirt for over 300. What, 65? Okay, let's just include the weekends. 365 days a year. We've been here just over a year. I have never seen you not in a black T-shirt.
Wow. You're observant, Melissa.
Why?
I wore a Taylor Swift shirt to Country Thunder.
I said here at work.
Wow,
here at
you're
work.
Observant there, Austin.
You always wear a black T-shirt.
You've seen me wear an Opryland shirt. That's gray. How about that?
That's true.
Sick burn.
Sick burn. No, it's like barely dark gray. It's like so dark gray that it's almost black. That's like the only color you wear.
That's my California. No. That's my California Republic shirt where it's got the surfing bear on it.
Do you own anything else in T-shirts other than black or gray, other than one Taylor Swift shirt?
Yes. 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 I own plenty. I wear them. I choose not to. Especially right now because I'm like kind of fat.
Mm-hmm.
Black is slimming.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm trying to, until I get slim, and it's like I've got a lot of shirts, too, that I can only wear when I'm thinner.
Yeah.
So, like, I have to work my butt off, and by butt, I mean waist off, to get to those shirts again.
Mm. So that's why you're wearing black every day, is because you feel like you're fat. I hate that word,
And
fat.
I just like wearing black. You know, they say, Like, if you wear the same thing every day, it eliminates one of the biggest decisions of your day. So it you can use that brain power for other things.
How long does it take for you to like pick out your outfit, you would say?
Today, probably 2 seconds. I'm joking, Melissa. I'm joking. Wow. Melissa's wearing a shirt today that says kindness is free. Just so
with a sweater. I picked it out in like 2 minutes. It took me like a minute and a half.
Okay, there you go.
I would say that's...
Oh, 90 seconds?
A little less.
Oh, well, that's good.
Is that how long it takes you, Kyle?
Yeah.
That's nice. I had that time to do whatever the hell I wanted.
What can you do in 90 seconds?
Huh?
What can you get done in 90 seconds?
That's so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Name it.
I was going to say something dirty.
I know.
But my father-in-law listens to this.
Yeah. Shout out Don.
Up and puff and blow your house down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.